It is Thursday. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen. The Michigan Senate passing legislation designed to ensure a police officer's bad behavior is not hidden from future police departments. The man behind this is former Eaton County Sheriff and current state senator Rick Jones. Senator Jones, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Good evening.
Yeah, it was a video you saw, right, of the incident with the Eaton County Sheriff's deputy that led you to do this. Well, what did you see in that video that triggered this?
Well, what I saw was a man was stopped for having a taillight out, and the officer appears to lose his temper, ripped the door open, grabbed the man around the neck. There's a violent arrest. There's a report made. The prosecutor looks over the video and says there's absolutely no reason to charge this citizen. He went on to sue the county and was given $70,000.
Oh, the individual that was pulled out of the car, you're saying?
Yes, the victim.
Yeah.
And the officer wasn't charged with assaulting the citizen, which I believe he should have been. He wasn't fired. He instead resigned. And a couple of weeks later, he had a job with another department. And according to media reports, he's now facing two lawsuits at the other department. And this has become a national problem. In fact, they actually have a nickname for it. They call it the Gypsy Cops. They get into trouble, they resign, and go to another department and just keep hopping around.
Now, would that department not have called Eaton County, though, and asked about what he was like as an officer?
It's my understanding that they called and got a description of his employment, but never were given the video. What my bill would require is all evidence, everything that happened about the officer resigning will be kept. And if the officer attempts to get a job in another police department, they must get all of those records so they will know exactly who they're hiring. And hopefully this will stop this hopping from department to department.
Okay. Do police departments, if they feel an officer is problematic, would they typically let somebody know, the sheriff, say, hey, look, this was a problem officer?
Well, many departments don't. You do the background check, and you call the department, and they say, we'll give you our HR department. And they say, yes, this officer worked from this day to that day, then made a decision to move on and resign, and you don't get any more information. Well, this will provide immunity to the department so they can release this information without fear of lawsuit.
How many bad officers of this kind do you think we have in Michigan?
I think it's very few. I believe 99% of all police officers are probably some of the best citizens in our communities and do so much for us, protect us. Mm-hmm. But you're going to have a bad apple once in a while. And when a police officer has the power of life and death over people, can make arrests and assault people, you certainly want only the best serving.
Yeah, I just saw an article talking about how we're facing a police shortage, that they're having a hard time recruiting police officers. Have you seen that yourself in the industry?
Well, certainly we have trouble recruiting a lot of different positions, such as teachers of math and science and police officers. It's got to be a calling, something you really want to do, because the pay isn't huge. I recall when I started at age 21, it was horrible poverty wages.
We just lost State Senator Jones. I don't think he'll come back.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, we just
Hello?
Lost you, but are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I want you to finish the story. So when you started in policing, you said it was essentially poverty wages at that time?
Yes, when I started in policing at age 21, the pay was so bad I could have gone to what was known as Oldsmobile back then, now GM, and made four times more. But you have to have a calling. It has to be something you want to do to go out and serve people.
Why was it such a calling for you, then?
Well, I really started out going to Western University, wanted to be a psychologist. But then I got ripped off a couple of times at an all-night restaurant, and I got to meet a lot of police officers.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in Battle Creek, Michigan, and they suggested that I might want a police career. And I went to Kellogg Community College and then on to MSU and got my degree from MSU.
Well, State Senator Rick Jones right here on 1320 WILS, his legislation passing the Senate, it's going to ensure that police officers' bad behavior is not hidden if that officer resigns and takes a new job elsewhere. Senator Jones, thank you very much.
Have a great night.